many things I've wondered and many things I've thought. Many things I've pondered and many things I've sought. Many things I've tried to hide and many times I've kind of lied. Still so many things to try before we say goodbye. So I'll pour myself another glass of wine.
Welcome back, boys and girls.
That's right. Oh,
we should be more organized about that.
Hey, y'all. What's up, y'all?
What's up?
Bitches. Flashy's over here.
Oh, yeah?
My sister's doggy. He's little. Like, you know, Denny, my dog is gigantic. And Flashy is little.
So. Is Flashy going to be providing us with some comic relief every now and then? Or...
If history is any indicator, yes. He will provide us with audio comic relief in the form of barking like a little pissant bitch that he is. He's cute, though. Mm-hmm. He's funny looking.
He is very cute.
He's very funny looking, though. You saw him in his little Halloween costume, didn't you?
Yes,
was it you that I put the costume on? Yes, because it was Christmas time, and I put
yes.
him in his Frankenstein costume, which he won't wear the hat, so...
I don't think you were successful with the hat that time either.
I'm sorry, I'm eating.
What are you eating?
I'm eating a Weight Watchers ice cream sandwich.
Oh, are they any good?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd rather have a real ice cream sandwich, but, you know, we do what we can.
We sure do. Have you ever had a Skinny Cow?
Yes.
So, how do they compare?
They're better because, okay, the chocolate Skinny Cows... Mm-hmm. are really good. I really like the chocolate Skinny Cows.
Oh, okay.
But the vanilla Skinny Cows taste like a whole bunch of chemicals. I am not into that. I'm not into chemicals.
Yeah.
So
I try not to think about the ingredients list, which I have read when I eat one. But I don't keep them at home. Usually I'll have one if I visit my parents. They're all about the Skinny Cows.
Uh-huh. Which they don't. Need to be.
No, they don't.
Your family are all in extremely good, but of course, maybe that's why they're all in such good shape.
Could
it's
be.
All them Skinny Cows. Sorry. That was disgusting, but, you know, what am I going to do?
So, I'm curious, have you heard from anybody from the last show?
No. Well, you saw that there was a comment left by Samantha.
Oh.
Who is a friend of mine from Florida.
I don't know that I saw that comment.
Oh, well, go back and look.
I'll go look at it right this minute.
Okay.
So I see Samantha said she finally got one of these to work. Yay, I do not remember you sounding like that in junior high. And you responded that... Would you like to share your reason?
That... I think that she and I hung out before my balls dropped.
Yes.
Because once my balls dropped, my voice deepened significantly. Actually, once I started the hormones. No, seriously, though, I read this. No, I didn't read it, but I heard it on that show Transgeneration that was on the Sundance Channel.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a good show if you haven't watched it.
No, I haven't. I've heard really good things about it.
It's very good. And they actually recently had a... reunion. Not a reunion. Well, it was a reunion, but they also had kind of updates of what people were doing now, you know. So anyway, point is, first of all, who knew there were so many trans men at, I think it's Smith College? I think it's Smith. Isn't that one of the Seven Sisters?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the one it was.
That's not surprising. Well, I mean, if it's going to be any of them, it's going to be Smith.
Right, that's the one.
But wow, it seems like at a certain point in that process, you wouldn't be able to stay at Smith.
I think they kind of addressed that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Oh, well.
I was making a point. Oh, I learned from Transgeneration that when you take hormones, when you're transitioning, the hormones can't take away... that they can add, which means a female to male can start taking the hormones, and the voice will deepen, mm-hmm. right? The hair mm-hmm. will start to grow. But apparently, if you're male to female, taking the hormones will not cause your voice to get higher.
Oh.
You have to go through speech therapy for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll grow, it'll make you grow boobs, but I think your facial hair thins out, but it doesn't. Does it? I don't know.
Doesn't go away completely?
I don't know. If there's anybody transgendered listening, please address this, because I'm mm-hmm. curious. I'm not curious in the fact that...
Are you trans curious?
I'm trans curious. I mean, I'm not curious to trans myself, but I do think it takes a lot of guts to say, you know what? God may have made me this way, but I don't think that this is the way I'm supposed to be. And I mean, most people who transition do so kind of, not totally in adulthood, but you know, some do it as teenagers. But I mean, you've lived your life for a significant amount of time. People know you as a certain way. And just to say, you know what? I don't accept it. I think that just takes a lot of, I think that's a very strong thing to do.
It's incredibly courageous. I can't imagine summoning up that kind of courage.
I mean, I know.
Just, it's wild.
I mean, shit, I'm too chicken shit to go out and troll for dudes, you know?
We could talk about that in a bit.
I'm guessing, because like I said, I've never been trans, and mm-hmm. I've never really known. I've listened to Tranny Wreck. I don't know if you've ever listened to the Tranny Wreck podcast, but...
I never have.
It's a male to female trans woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually pretty good. Hmm. It's interesting because she gets into the trans issues, but it's really just kind of an audio blog.
Oh, I should look into that.
Yeah. She says the F word a lot, which I love, but anyway, I highly recommend to our listening audience to listen to, Trane Rick with Rebecca.
Rebecca.
She's got an amazing story. I mean, just when she talks about her, just, and it's on her website. I think it's trainerick.com. She talks about, how she, you know, her journey and how mm-hmm. she got to where she is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just it's a fascinating story. So anyway, so go read that.
I'll do that.
And listen to it too. But anyway, so what's going on?
So not a lot.
Yeah. Can I put a shout out to my peeps in the listening audience?
Sure.
I just discovered something today. I finally signed up for a Flickr account.
Oh.
And I never had one before, but I thought there's a GoCo group on there, and I
kind of
thought
group?
Maybe GoCo.
That's the little printer, right. Yep.
Japanese printer I got. I signed up. There's a group on Flickr, and I thought, well, why not just sign up for it? Just in case, you know, maybe it'll keep track some of the responses and blah, 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 blah. And then I found that there is I didn't even know you could do this. Remember, I have no art training. I've never mm-hmm. taken an art class in my life, except for, you know, elementary school. But mm-hmm. I mean, I've never.
Not even in high school? You didn't do art?
Not in college. I did music. I took music appreciation and drama. So
right.
I didn't, when I was in, and I remember I was the big drama nerd.
That's right. That's
remember? Right. So I've never taken an art class. I just recently, at the age of 30, have gotten into color theory, and it blew my fucking mind. I could not get my mind around color theory. It is just, it's so abstract. Just thinking about it makes my brain hurt. So anyway, so I've never done anything artistic. I don't know even, you know, what things are called half the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I just found out that with certain kinds of Polaroid cameras, certain types of Polaroid film, not mm-hmm. the kind of Polaroid film that I have, but you can apparently take the negative off, you can do something, and you can print it on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And it just sounds so cool. I just want to learn how to do it. But I'm becoming an artsy, craftsy kind of dilettante. It's like I don't stick with one thing for very long before I'm on to the next thing. And I've you know, I'm knit and I tried crochet and I want to learn to sew and I'm screen printing and now I'm GoCo printing and I don't want to take on a new craft. But if anybody out there has an old Polaroid Land camera that you are not using, that you do not want anymore, that is in decent working condition, I mean, that works. It doesn't, the battery can be dead. That's okay, because I think you can order those. Contact me. Send me an email at comanche.red@gmail.com or leave a comment, because I really want one. And I'm willing to make it worth your while. Not in that way, but you know what I mean. So, anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm not.
Is it getting hot? Is it getting hot in here?
Are you going to take off all your clothes?
Take off all my clothes? No. No.
That's cool. I'm wearing maternity pants, by the way. I just thought I'd mention that. Shout out to the big girls in the audience. Maternity pants. Hey! Anyway.
So, are they obviously maternity pants? Like, would I see you and think you're with child?
No. They don't have the big elastic band that maternity pants have. They don't have that big panel in the front. I mean, people at work, one day I was talking about them, and they're like, those are not maternity pants. I'm like, oh, but they are. And they are fantastic. And so, I mean, I don't know. You probably don't know this, but in the plus-sized women, ladies community, it is not at all uncommon for plus-sized women to wear maternity clothes. And I remember this from my days back at the plus-size clothing boutique.
Yes.
I mean, we didn't sell maternity clothes. Yeah, but I mean, it was just a common fact that, you know, apparently it is very common. And I never did until recently I bought these pants. And you can't tell. I mean, they have a regular button and a fly, and there's a little bit of elastic in the back, but it's not, like, obnoxious. So, anyway. So that's enough about my childbirth and pants. So what's going on?
So, not a lot's going on. I had some people around last night to watch that new Ted Danson show.
Oh, yeah, the one that you might not watch again?
Help Me Help You. Yeah, I decided, you know, it's cute to watch once. Just remember again kind of how Hollywood views, you know, therapy. And and there were some really cute things, and there were some things that weren't totally, you know, off the wall. But, yeah, it's really, on the whole, not a great show. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's on CBS, right?
It is on ABC.
Oh, well.
Yeah, and this is the second time I was sort of disappointed in an ABC show that I was kind of hopeful about. I was interested in, you know, continuing with Desperate Housewives, and I just decided it was just way too melodramatic, and I realized the show is sort of melodramatic, but it was just ridiculous.
Well, apparently you're not the only Desperate Housewives fan who is running at great speed.
Really?
From Wisteria Lane. Apparently it is, even the writers are acknowledging, okay, we got a little crazy last season.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what they're doing, but they got rid of the woman with the man shackled in her basement.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Come here, Flashy.
And I got in. I got into a lot of the, you know, subplots from last season, but just the opener this time around, I just decided, you know, this is just going to be too taxing emotionally for me to watch the show for a whole season. So
it's too much to think about.
Way too much.
Well, I like House. House is on Tuesday nights.
I've never watched House.
I like it. He's such a jerk, but he's such a good doctor.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so anything else that you're looking forward to on the fall schedule other than Flavor of Love?
Well, there is Flavor of Love going on, but I haven't really been keeping up as I should be.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to be watching Project Runway tonight.
Yes, you are.
I think it's episode 11 from this season on at 9 o'clock our time. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing who goes to Fashion Week. I guess that's what's being decided.
Right. Well, technically, The top, I'm going to tell you something about Project Runway that you probably don't know. Hmm. The top four actually go to have a show at Fashion Week, okay?
Oh, okay.
But on the show, mm-hmm. they only show the top three.
Oh.
Because there is a scheduling issue, and this has happened. I don't know why they don't schedule the show a little better, but there has been a scheduling issue every season where Fashion Week actually happens before they air the show where they show the final three.
Right, because it's already happened.
Right, and we've already seen the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But so the fourth person, whoever's out, is a decoy, so that nobody can say, well, I went to Fashion Week and I only saw three shows, so that means the top three are blah, blah, blah. Hmm. So you can't spoil. And apparently this started season one with Austin Scarlett, who I love, and who you will, I believe, come to love, because he's so fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
He was on season one. He was number four, basically. And they kind of realized there was this problem with a flash. Quit biting my hand. There was this problem with the show.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. I'm losing my train of thought. And so he had, like, just a matter of, like, not very long at all to put together his collection. And it looked amazing, I must say. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So that's just a little bit of trivia for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking forward to actually going back and watching the previous seasons of Project Runway. I really like the show.
It's a good show because these are people who got here on their own merit, mm-hmm. you know, on their own abilities, and they actually have to prove their shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I guess the same could be said about American Idol. But I mean, it's not just, you know, some people who are picked because they conflict. I mean, maybe they are, I don't know. But these people have talent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they have to actually do their shit. And they don't focus on telegenic people either, which is another thing about Project Arena, American Idol, is they're not totally telegenic. I mean, look at the one who won this year. But then again, look at who won Project Runway Season 1.
Which and I could actually don't know, so...
You don't know, and I'm not going to spoil it for you.
I think I've
just given away more than I probably should have. You could probably figure it out when you see the first episode. But anyway, so.
Now, when you were a kid, did you play dress up? Did you play designer? Because I did.
Oh, yeah.
I did, and it was fun. No, go ahead.
I was going to say my mom had some scarves.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a book that actually showed different ways to wear scarves as tops.
Oh, that's cool.
And as around your head, you know, just different ways to wear scarves. So we would play with her scarves and her slips, and my sister and I would make gowns out of her scarves and her slips. And actually, my sister called one of the slips, I don't know why, she called one of the slips the baloney slip. And I remember, she's not going to kill me, because she would totally tell everybody this. One day we were playing with the slips, and she started singing this song.
Mm-hmm.
This is back when Lionel Richie was really big. And it was this song. It was basically, Lionel Richie, Lionel Richie. So, anyway.
Oh,
so what did
goodness.
You guys do?
Well, it was mostly...
In the gay household.
It was mostly me. Because, of course, it was all about me. But I would take sheets and blankets and nothing special, nothing like a scarf or anything. And I would wrap myself up and like, try to come up with this, like, really, what I thought at the time was an exquisite gown. And I would walk around. And it was, like, I was totally in touch with my inner transvestite. And I really lost that. I haven't dressed in drag ever as an adult.
Yeah.
But I would dress up, and I would make myself little dresses, and I would even... There was this one thing I would do, and I did this a few times, where I would sort of dress up like a nun, which was kind of funny.
This was before you were Catholic,
that
right?
That was when the gay family was Baptist.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
It was fun. And I remember once doing that and walking around the neighborhood, and we played trick-or-treat, except it was, like, in the middle of summer. And so nobody answered their door, and my parents got us after we did a few houses and told us to get back inside. But it was a blast.
And then on top of that, you had the wiener dog who jumped out the window, and your dad grabbed the dog and pinned the dog against the side of the car.
That's a favorite gay family story. And why did the dachshund jump out the window?
Because the dachshund smelled chicken.
Yeah.
Fried chicken. From Kentucky Fried, right?
Yep.
Or was it Church's?
Well, I think I don't know. But that might be something worth asking Daddy Gay. But yeah, that was something I didn't actually witness as a kid, but I have such a good visual like image of that in my mind. As if I could see it. So anyway.
You could see it in your mind's eye. In fact, I've told my family that story and they love it. I mean they just think it's hilarious. Your dad being your dad. Mm-hmm. I mean, your dad doesn't say much.
Right.
He just doesn't say much. There's not much to say about your dad. I know just from my history of knowing the gay family that your dad is a huge Mike Myers fan.
Yes.
I just remember one day your sister was like, "Oh, well, I don't have to go to work today." And your dad was like, "Denied," or something from Wayne's World. I can't remember. I just remember thinking it was the funniest thing ever because he just kind of busted out with it. And let me just take a minute to talk about the In-N-Out Burger, because all I had heard was how amazing the In-N-Out Burger was. It's just the best hamburgers, the best food, the best blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are worshiping at the idol, at the, sorry, worshiping at the altar of In-N-Out Burger. Mm-hmm. So when I was in California last April, I made a point. Actually, it was April of 05. I made a point to go to the In-N-Out Burger. I went out of my way on a full stomach to eat at the In-N-Out Burger, and I eat it, and it's like, okay.
See, I've never been to California or Southern. Well, no, I've never been to LA, and like I guess if I went, I would think about going to the In-N-Out Burger because I see all sorts of people with, you know, T-shirts, and I've heard a couple of people say how great the In-N-Out Burger is.
It's not that great.
So it's not all that.
Mm-mm. In fact, this wasn't even in Southern California. This was in Central. Mm. It was in Atascadero, north of San Luis Obispo.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, eh. But somebody was telling me, my friend in San Jose, I was telling her, you know, I went to your In-N-Out Burger and I just wasn't impressed. She goes, yeah, I could name about 10 fast food hamburgers I'd rather eat than an In-N-Out Burger. And I'm like, oh, that's so funny. Because I told her, you know, how people just talk about it and how amazing. And they put, or at least they used to, I don't know if they still do, they put Bible verses on. Yeah, because they're family owned.
The In-N-Out Burger puts Bible verses on things?
They're family owned, not family, but like
not like my family, but
not your family. Like that time I asked the girl at work if she was family and realized, but I'm not family, so I really can't say that. No, like they're related, and they own it. It's not like a publicly held, and that's why they don't expand real far out because it's just too expensive to expand and stay. Privately owned, but yeah, they would put Bible verses on their food.
I mean, not that I'm opposed to
rappers.
Right, write it on the hamburger. Not that I'm opposed to Bible verses, but that just strikes me as a little pushy, I guess.
It's no different from the pretentious crap that Starbucks puts on their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The little poetry fragments.
Yeah.
About
that's wrong for different
so
reasons.
So much depends on a red wheelbarrow. What is that poem by, I think it's William Carlos Williams? I don't know. Hmm. Let me look that up.
All right.
Let's keep talking.
You do that.
I'm going to look up that poem.
You do that. I think it just, the Bible verse thing just sort of brings something up in me, because it's not just a Bible verse. I mean, that's so loaded. I mean, it comes with a lot of other baggage, unfortunately, at this point in the history of our country. And it sort of sends messages that, I don't know, that feel sort of like exclusive or judgmental, or which is really unfortunate. That's not at all what the Bible's about. Well, okay, it's judgmental, sure, but not the Gospels. So yeah, it's too bad.
It's kind of like how some people are afraid to admit they're Christians for being seen as close-minded mm-hmm. or fanatical. I mean, I'm a Christian. Mm-hmm. I'll full-on say that. I don't go to church very often because I have a problem with, I won't say organized religion because that's such a cliche thing to say, mm-hmm. but I do have a problem with congregations sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Which is interesting because I'm at a church that does everything, you know, that does report to a higher governing body,
mm-hmm.
you know. So anyway. Hmm. So I just, it's like, I guess the word Christian has become one of those loaded words. You should be careful when you,
mm-hmm.
how you say it. It's like the term, hey, flashy. It's like the term,
the term, hey, flashy.
Yes.
That really pisses me off.
he's growling at you too right now. Hang on. Let me see if I can get close to him so you can hear him growl. Because it's the funniest sound. Hang on. Now he's sniffing the mic, so never mind.
He did a little growl, though.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah. It's so funny. But it's like saying you're pro-choice. Mm-hmm. That has become... Hi, buddy! It's become such a loaded phrase because yeah. pro-choice has come to mean... Oh, Denny's barking, so Flash is joining in the bark
God.
Party.
Oh, my God.
There's a barking party downstairs, and I'm not invited. But it's just become such a loaded thing. It's pro-choice has come to be associated, I think, with, you know, women who use abortion as a birth control method.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not the case.
Right.
You know. But anyway, so I'm being very liberal, aren't I?
You are. We could have we could have a round table. We could have like conservative guests on.
Yeah. Then I'd actually be happy to do that. I think it'd be kind of cool.
Hmm.
I guess I won't know how we would do it, but you mm-hmm. know, we'd figure something out. We could talk to your friend, your podcaster friend who I won't name because I don't want to name drop.
And yeah. That would be a name drop. You'd definitely be name dropping there.
That, and I'm not lying to you, audience, when I say if I were to drop this name, if you're a fan of podcasts, this is probably a name you've heard. I mean, I would say it is a pretty big name in the world of podcasting. And it is, and I don't mean that, I'm not, you know,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, if people really want to know who it is you're talking about, who you're not going to mention by name on this show, they can get in touch with you at comanche.red@gmail.com.
Indeed, they can.
And ask you about that.
I'll be happy to tell you who it is. I just don't want to name drop on the... Because I think it's lame when... I mean, I know I name dropped Rebecca Nay earlier, but that was because I was talking about, you know... transgendered folks, and Rebecca is a transgender,
mm-hmm.
you know, is a trans lady, and I thought it was germane to the conversation, but if I were to say, why don't you ask your friend blah 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 how you do that, that would just be gratuitous.
It would be. But, and she might get a big hit.
I like her.
Yeah, anyway. No, I do too. I don't listen to... Clear that up. I don't listen to her show.
Yeah. Well, you don't listen to
any
shows.
Frequency. I really don't. But I listened to Tim Gunn today.
Don't you love him?
I do. I do. It's fun
He's
to listen
so
to.
Bitchy.
It's fun to hear him talk about a show I've seen. But I don't talk to her or I don't listen to her show. But I talk to her when she's around, and you know,
yeah.
I definitely like her. And well, by her, of course, I mean him in that case.
Right. You know her offline as a gent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
As alter ego.
Yes.
Can I read you the...
Mm-hmm. In fact, he's coming over for a brunch in October.
Oh, I love it.
I'm having brunch at my place.
Are you going to tell him that you've become a podcaster, sort of sorts?
I don't know. I could. I could tell him that.
Yeah, and then he'd listen and call us lame! No, he wouldn't. I don't think she or he would do that.
Send evil comments.
Right. How dare you? How dare you even insinuate? Okay. Can I read you the poem? I found the poem I was discussing about three hours ago when I brought up...
Yeah, it the is poem William, on the Starbucks.
But it's not really on Starbucks. It's just when I see a Starbucks thing, I think of this poem.
Oh, that's because
the Starbucks things are usually like little quatrains or what's the other word? Haiku.
Okay. You know? Yeah, I go to Caribou more honestly, but
good. Oh, we've started getting. By the way, we started getting Caribou cereal bars and stuff here.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't have their coffee, but one of my coworkers who lives in Clarksville had a like a protein bar or a breakfast bar.
Holy shit.
Shut the fuck up! Sorry, was that really loud?
That was very loud.
Okay, anyway, she had, anyway, Caribou Coffee, Starbucks. The poem, this just, when I think of it, I just think of this poem by William Carlos Williams, which I've never seen on a Starbucks thing, but I remember from English class, and it is, "So much depends upon a red wheelbarrow glazed with rainwater beside the white chickens."
That's really impressive. That you
I don't
can
remember
just
the whole thing. I just looked it up.
Well, yeah, but you knew the reference.
Right, I knew "so much depends on a red wheelbarrow." That's all I could remember.
That's good.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, cool. You started cutting out a little bit there.
Oh, did I?
I just couldn't tell. I think maybe it's just your speech patterns. I don't know.
My speech
patterns? It's all good now.
So you're what's
all, it's all good. It's all good. Don't worry.
So how is a podcaster, cool. How's a podcaster supposed to talk?
It's not how you're supposed to talk. It's like, I think you just stopped your sentence short, which
I
thought
thing.
Meant that you're...
Oh, no, my computer's... Hold on just a minute.
What?
My computer got hung up.
I'm going to hit you in your face.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Is it not recording at all?
No, it's going again. It's going.
Okay. Did your screensaver just kick in?
No, I don't know if you've used a Mac, but the little rainbow wheel came up.
Which
meant it was like working.
Yeah.
So, but
that.
It's going now.
I wish those dogs would shut their dog mouths. That Denny only barks when Flash comes over. Denny barks, but he's not a big barker. But when Flash comes over, oh my gosh.
Are they out together right now?
They're not outside.
No, but like out in the house together?
Yeah.
They're hanging out together? Okay.
Yeah, they're hanging out downstairs. Flash usually stays wherever I am, but when, I don't know. I think he just, I'm just annoyed. I'm just really annoyed with these dogs right now. Oh, my phone's ringing. Hang on. I don't want my phone number to play like it did last week. Okay, right now is where I need to start silencing the podcast, and I need the silence from this part on out to... Oh, that's my church. Hang on. That's my church. I bet it was one of my parents calling me from church.
Oh, do you need to get it?
No, because they hung up. They didn't leave a message. And they can call me on my cell phone. I mean, I can always beep over. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
But
Are they crank calling you from church?
Probably. They're probably using church to prank call me because that way I won't know the number. But you know my church's number has 666 in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know this?
That's hilarious. No, I didn't know that.
Yes, my church's phone number has 666 in it. Which makes it just hilarious.
Oh, the devil.
I like my church.
You know those
okay.
You know those mainline Protestants.
Yeah, we're a rowdy bunch. but anyway, you said earlier you were going to do something with this podcast, some other plea other than...
Oh, what was I going to do?
I don't know.
Oh. It had to do with you had just mentioned something about the dearth of men.
Right.
Yeah. So what are you going to do about that? I don't know, like, straight men in Nashville to...
Right. Well, I don't know straight men in Nashville either, obviously. I don't know. See, I'm not going to do online dating because... And I'm not... There's nothing wrong with online dating because I've done it. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to do it again.
Really? I keep jumping in and talking
all
over you.
Well, there's just a lot... You have to put forth a lot of time and effort to get meager results from what I've seen. You're either extremely lucky or you're either very, very lucky and you hit a jackpot right off or you just have to wait and wait and wade through a bunch of misrepresenters. No, I don't want to say liars, but I think people do misrepresent themselves online. And in fact, I was accused of misrepresenting myself in the opposite way. I let a friend of mine view my profile, and she's like, Leah, don't you think you kind of under-exaggerated some things? Like,
I could see that. I could see that.
Like, I made myself sound worse than I actually am.
Right. I could totally see you doing that. And so, like, I need to take on the role of the other Golden Girls when Rose is looking for a job and isn't very happy with her resume.
Right.
And help you punch it up a little. But we could do that another time because I want to tell you about my online dating experience.
Okay.
And it was short-lived. And I got to say, I don't know if he misrepresented himself, but I guess the fact that he typed in English and his profile was in English led me to believe that he spoke English.
Oh, no.
But I showed up at this place and I met him and I had the hardest time understanding what he was saying. And it was really too bad because he was nice. I mean, he seemed nice and, you know, reasonably good looking. And we kind of liked some of the same things and had some things in common. But, you know, really, it just didn't work because I didn't understand what he was saying. And I had to ask him to repeat things. And I'm sure it was a struggle for him.
So it might not have been his grasp of the English language, but his accent might have been.
Right. So it wasn't so much that he. Yeah. I mean, I think he just needs a little more practice with English.
Yeah.
But I think he had been very careful in how he edited his profile because it was in, you know, good English.
Yeah.
So that was too bad. And then for the rest of the time that I was online and before I started dating someone, there was just a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't mean that. I'm not saying like, oh, these guys are nothing. I mean nothing. Nobody was interested.
Right. That's kind of how mine went. It was when you first put your profile online, it's like everybody, you know, you get so many emails and you think, yeah, this is going to work out great. And then after about a week, it's like, nothing.
Well, but I gotta say, I didn't have a whole lot of people. I had like a handful of people in the beginning, some clearly not people I was interested in.
Right.
And then two that I was. So I guess that would be like two I wasn't interested in.
Oh.
And then two I was. And then the one, you know, ended up working out into a date. And and actually more than one date. Actually two dates.
I remember that.
Because I thought, well, I'll give him another chance.
Yeah.
So.
Well, maybe next week. Because, you know, we kind of hope to maybe do this weekly, maybe. If we have time, maybe.
You're having your doubts as we're rounding the corner.
No, I'm wondering if you're, like, interested. But anyway, so maybe next week I'll go back onto some site where I've got an inactive profile and we'll change it around.
Oh, my God, that would be so fun.
I just hate online dating because it's like, I'm not into it, I guess.
Yeah.
I had some bad experiences.
Yeah.
With it, with people. And if it's like, one guy was kind of insecure, which is fine, but that's not what I really am looking for.
You don't need that.
One guy, I want y'all to know, this is when I was probably at my heaviest, so it's going to sound like, you know, anyway, he misrepresented his weight. And he was considerably heavier than he let on. And I'm not talking, you know, I'm not being particular. I mean, he really, really misrepresented.
Aww.
So, which, you know, I wouldn't have a problem if he had been honest about that from the start. But when I met him, I kind of thought, you know, if he misrepresented that fact about himself, what else is he kind of fudging on, you know?
Exactly. Even if you find out they misrepresent one small thing, that's not a good starting point.
Right. And I tended to be on the opposite side. Like, I forgot what I put as my weight. Because you don't put your actual weight. You don't put a number, but you put like a...
Right. Like a body type or something.
A relative kind of thing. And I put... I forgot what I put. I think I put... I mean, I don't remember, but a friend of mine said, Leah, I wouldn't consider you that. I'd consider you...
The other one.
The smaller one. I'm trying to remember what it was. It was stout or something like that. Some word. It was stupid. but she was like, I would say you've just got a few extra pounds on your frame. Mm. And I'm like, well, I wouldn't, and I don't want to misrepresent something like that, so. Anyway.
So it's a fine line between, like, promoting yourself and pointing out your strengths and then going totally overboard and misrepresenting yourself. I mean, it's tricky. It's hard to do, especially if you're not used to selling yourself. But what would be interesting would be to just see kind of, you know, what it would be like this time around and to do it on the podcast. But that's totally up to you. Well, you might not care for that at all.
We might have to work up to that. Maybe not next week, but maybe in a couple weeks. And I'll be honest with you, if there's... Ow! Fuck! Sorry, I just put my arm down, and I guess I hit it weird, and it just hurts so bad. But anyway, I guess that... I mean, if there's anybody listening in Nashville, I don't know. You can email me, and we'll talk. Don't let my discussion of the guy misrepresenting his weight... It's me saying, I'm not going to date you if you're overweight. That's actually... I prefer a dude who's, you know...
Got a few extra pounds.
Yes. Who's heavy. Or that doesn't bother me at all. In fact, I prefer that. In fact, my ex-boyfriend got a little too skinny for me.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he has this weird eating disorder I won't go into because that's his business.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I won't talk about that on here. Mm-hmm. But, you know... And then there was this other dude I met online who, like, one of the first questions he asked was, send me more pictures. And then, like, about once a week, he would send me an email saying, hey, where are those pictures? And so I just stopped, I just didn't want anything to do with that. And see, that really bothered me, too, because this was after I'd lost a significant amount of weight.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of knew I'd come from the perspective of being, you know, very, very heavy to still heavy, but, you know, I weighed less. And so the picture was really just my face, which might some people might consider misrepresenting, but I was very honest in my profile. And so he just kept asking me for pictures, and I'm like, that's not the friggin' point. You know my face. I'm honest with you about my build, you know. Why do you need more pictures?
That's kind of freaky. That's freaky.
I didn't like that attitude. I mean, I don't mind if I talk to you for a while and I get to know you. If you want to see more pictures, that's fine. I mean, I've got a MySpace profile and there's pictures of me. I've got a website, obviously, you know, and there's pictures of me on there. So anyway.
Yeah, I think I would have been put off by that. If somebody kept emailing me for more pictures or, you know, for pictures to begin with that I wasn't ready to send. And if it felt like they were pressuring me, no way. They missed out.
That's right. Well, I see it. What's funny is he works at the same place I work.
Oh, no.
So I see him around every now and then. I'll see him. And it's like, oh, well.
And so when you see him, do you like avert eye contact or?
Yeah, I just.
Or do you like say, like you bastard or? How do you deal with that? I mean.
I just act like he's another dude.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really pay attention.
Do you ever run into that person from Divorce Acres High School, who works there? Or does she still work there?
I don't, I'm honestly.
You don't remember?
Why don't you, do you still have your chat thing? Open? Do you still have your iChat open? Send me the name.
Yeah. I'll do that.
Probably somebody I haven't.
She might be listening.
Well, I doubt it. I don't think anybody listens.
So I just sent it to you.
Okay, I just got it. And, oh no. In fact, it's odd, I was thinking about her today.
Oh, yeah. Because
I saw a name similar to hers. So I was like, I wonder if she's still here. I didn't look her up or anything, but I was thinking, I just wonder what she's up to right about now, you know?
Who she's ignoring at this very minute. Because I felt so ignored by her at our high school reunion.
I don't even remember her being there. That's what's funny.
Oh, and I think it was the night before. I think it was the little...
Get-together. when people kept asking me if I'd gone to high school, if I'd actually gone to the high school.
They're like, who the hell are you?
Yeah, somebody was like, you didn't graduate with us. And you kicked me under the table so hard, I screamed out, ow! Because it really did hurt.
I remember how fun that weekend was.
It was so much fun. Because I remember it was just like the cool kids, or the high school cool kids, and then us. Uh-huh. We weren't rejects. But what's funny is I thought I stood out in high school. And I thought I was a personality, you know? Mm-hmm. And then only to find out that people there, I mean, that one guy, remember the one guy who was on that reality show, who I won't name?
Yes.
Who became, rather, had 15 minutes of fame because of that reality show, because I think he was, like, the crowd favorite to win, and he didn't.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was in his friggin' French class for, what, 3-4 years? Like he took French every year. I took French every year. And he didn't know who I was. And then there was that other dude who was, like, I said something about church, and he said, we went to the same church? And it was like, you dipshit! Yes, we went to the same church! We were in the same youth group, we hung out, we played mini golf that one time with the youth group, and you were getting annoyed with me.
That sucks. I think that I would rather have that than to hear the redneck cool guy comment on how the queer came. That was really uncomfortable. I was a little bit afraid he would try to jump me on the way out.
Wait a second. Somebody really said that at the reunion?
They totally said that.
Okay, send me the name right now.
I don't even remember his name, but he's got long hair.
I wonder who it was.
Okay. Yeah, I wish I could remember his name. I think I blocked it. I emailed you, or I sent another name to you by chat to see if you see her.
I've never seen her, but then I really wouldn't know her because I never knew her that well. But yeah. I think she was in a temp or something.
Oh, okay.
I'm not trying to be negative, but I mean, I really do think she was a temp. So I probably wouldn't see her unless we hired her. I'm sure I'd see her around. I mean, there are people I see around that I'm sure I wouldn't recognize her.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You'd recognize her little friend.
Oh, who wouldn't? I remember telling him that he resembled a certain comedian.
Uh-huh.
And, he got so mad at me for saying he resembled that comedian. But you know what? He did.
He did. Totally. He totally did.
Like, I mean, they could have been related.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah. But anyway.
So I heard they're putting in a Publix in Bellmead.
Well, I know they're putting one in by my parents' house.
Oh, really?
Yes, between my parents' house. You know when you leave my parents' neighborhood, not your neighborhood, or your old neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You know how my neighborhood had a separate entrance? Because we were better than you guys. Even though we technically lived in your neighborhood, we had our own entrance.
Yeah, that was weird. I don't know how that worked.
Well, the point, anyway. When you leave my neighborhood, straight in front, you remember how kind of off to the right there were a bunch of houses?
Yeah.
Those have been torn down.
Oh.
That's where the Publix is going to be.
That's where the Publix goes?
My dad can walk to the friggin' Publix.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah. So, yes, we are getting a Publix. And I hope we get some decent, like, quick service restaurants. Like, not fast food, but, like, I wouldn't mind having, like, a good burrito place.
Oh, my God. If you got a Chipotle, that would be the best.
If we got a Chipotle, I would gain 1,000 pounds. I love Chipotle. In fact, they made fun of me when I went to Austin because I wanted to go to Chipotle. And I didn't. Of course I didn't go to Chipotle. I don't think I ate any food I couldn't eat at home. Or any food I could eat at home. I think everywhere I ate was like a local restaurant. But
well, that's a good way to do it. But, you know, the Chipotle would be an exception, I guess, if you don't have one at home.
Exactly. I remember when we first got Jack in the Box. I thought, oh my gosh, Jack in the Box, I'm so excited. They only have those in California. And now they're everywhere, and I never eat a Jack in the Box.
I've still never eaten a Jack in the Box. Is it worth it?
They have a varied menu. Their tacos are addictive. They're not, I wouldn't say they're good, but it's one of those things you get a craving for, and nothing else will do.
I don't think we have those here.
I don't think you do either.
Hmm. But, we don't have Baskin Robbins either.
That's weird, because Baskin Robbins is pretty good.
Yeah, we're weird. We get left out of some things. Like, we have some things that are cool, but then there are some things that just don't come here because, I don't know why.
Well,
we're definitely flyover, but...
But you're less flyover than we are. I mean, like, you guys have an IKEA. We don't even have an IKEA yet.
That's true.
We're getting a Costco.
You don't have a Costco?
We have... There's one in... There is one over in Franklin, I think.
Oh, okay.
In Snooty.
In Divorce Heights?
Snooty Nouveau Riche Heights.
Yeah.
Snooty, hey, where's my Louis Vuitton? Hey, we're in debt up to our eyeballs because we bought this big McMansion that we couldn't afford in the first place and sent our kids to a Snooty private school. That's yeah. Maybe that was a little jumpy to conclusions-y. But we don't have an IKEA. You know, y'all have IKEA. Y'all have Chipotle.
What else do we have that's really cool?
Y'all don't
noodles.
Have, yeah, we don't have noodles. Y'all don't have Bread and Company.
No, we don't.
I don't think
I wish
anybody,
we did. I love it.
Anybody does except Nashville. I think Nashville's...
No, it's
because I think
fabulous.
It's, remember how... Okay, listening audience, I know y'all are tuned out because it sounds like we're just having a conversation. But I just want y'all to know, listening audience, this place we're talking about, Bread and Company, it's sandwiches and soup and salad. It's really good, actually. It's one of those neat places. They've got pasta now that's really good. But I remember the first one they ever opened in the city. They closed it. They opened other branches mm-hmm. of it. They opened other bread and companies. Mm-hmm. But they closed the original, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
In a Tony suburb. Mm-hmm. Well, not even a suburb, just Tony part of town.
Yeah, what would you... Yeah.
Well, it's its own city, but anyway, I don't want
to... It's awesome. It's an awesome, awesome bakery and restaurant.
But they closed it, and then they opened other ones in town, so there were more open. And then they opened one, what was it, less than a half mile from the original that they had closed a
huge.
Couple of years ago. Yeah, but they closed... Anyway, yeah, it is...
That was weird. Yeah, that is weird that they did that. But this new one uh-huh. is huge. It's amazing. But it comes at the expense of a really fabulous market.
But the owner of the fabulous market didn't want to run the market anymore.
You know, that's so sad. That was awesome. That there is... I don't know that there's a market in this town like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just... It was great.
I liked it. I remember I needed a... I was throwing a baby shower, and uh-huh. Our baby shower had a Mardi Gras theme because the mother was from New Orleans. Not from New uh-huh. Orleans, was from Louisiana. And this was well after Mardi Gras. I mean, we're talking in the summer months. And I needed a king cake so fucking bad. And
I remember hearing about
yes,
this.
Yes, and I don't know how I found out, but I found out they had king cake mix. And, I mean, nobody else was willing to even make one. Because apparently they're a real pain in the ass to make. Because you have to wait for dough to rise. And you yeah. have to do all this fancy stuff. They had a king cake mix. And it was half price because it was well after Mardi Gras. And so we mm-hmm. went. I went. I bought the kit. And my mom made the king cake. And it's like the only mm. place I could imagine getting a king cake well outside of Mardi Gras season. And I miss
it. And now it's gone.
Yeah. Now it's gone, and I'm sad. Hey, I think we're going to need to wrap this up pretty soon. But
oh, yeah,
let me say a couple of things. So you're going to be in town, like, Christmas season, right?
Right.
Okay. Friday nights, my good friend works at the Family Wash. So if we uh-huh. end up going, we should probably go on a Friday night.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, save a Friday night. If you happen to be we'll here on a Monday night,
mm-hmm.
There is there's that place in the Tony part of town, uh-huh. in that big shopping center, the Tony Shopping Center.
Yes.
Across from the Bread and Company.
Mm-hmm.
It's
oh the
grape
the old the place that's been there forever. Oh wait,
I'm talking about the grape.
Oh,
I wasn't
okay.
gonna name it, but I am gonna name it. Monday nights they have half price bottles of wine.
Oh.
And they have really good like nibbly food. Like
it, oh, I love nibbly.
It's real good for food. Being social because they have small plates and, uh-huh. and you can just kind of keep ordering, you know, small plates. And it's really good.
That sounds fabulous.
So, I mean, like maybe we could go with your parents for dinner and,
yeah,
like,
and
stick around. I'm just
but then
saying.
not on Friday night.
Not on Friday night.
Not with parents on Friday night. But that would be just us and whoever you want to come. But,
it would be just me.
Yeah, parents, late. Les parents could come on Monday night and they could you know, hang out with us and buy us a few small plates, and we could buy them a half a bottle of wine that they wouldn't drink.
Right.
So that'd be fun.
My parents would probably enjoy it. Your parents would probably enjoy it. Then the parents could leave, and we could continue drinking the wines.
Yes.
But
and
only
order another half bottle.
Right. Only within reason, though, because we don't drink and drive.
We do not. That's right. We could get a cab.
Man, that would be like a $5 fare. You know, honestly, my mom would probably pick us up.
Oh, yeah. Well, score.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, I'm going to say goodbye now. Do you want to say goodbye now?
Goodbye now.
Okay. I'm stopping now. Like.
Me too.